Blog Talk Radio.
WD Miss B Radio.
What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about?
Wait a minute! Weren't you listening?
I have a dream.
Ladies with an attitude. Fellas that were in the mood, don't just stand there, let's get to it. Strike a pose, there's nothing to it.
The music just turns me on.
Turn it up!
Oh, yeah!
Oh, my God, is he nuts?
Everybody, 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 everybody.
Now we come to the payoff.
Everybody, 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 everybody.
All right. Yes, it's another Thursday, live with BWD Radio, Ms. V, your host. For y'all that don't know, BWD Radio, our interviews are definitely a major part of our station. I appreciate y'all tuning in as usual. The on-demand shows, they're an extension of the 24/7 nonstop music variety station. There's no commercials, just a little bit of me here and there letting you know I'm still here. And along with the hottest indie artists of today. It's tongue-tied. But anyways, it's been great. Everything's been crazy, good, crazy, busy, and that's the way that I like to have it. Yes, it's been super busy. But I'm going to be joined shortly by Division One. I believe I'm going to have first degree out of the duo. So let me go ahead and see if this is looking a little different, but let me check. Hey, it's Miss V.
Hey, how you doing?
Is this first degree?
This is J Raw.
Oh, okay. Oh, all right. Did I misunderstand?
Ma'am.
Did I misunderstand? I thought I was getting
first degree. He couldn't make it. So I'm of course the other half of the duo. So I'll be doing the interview on behalf of both of us. Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, all right. I'm digging it. Okay. I just had it. I had it backwards. You know, when you're talking to any dynamic duo, you know, you're really not sure which one you might have.
Absolutely.
It's kind of like twins. It's kind of like twins. You know, you got to be careful of that. But anyways, I'm going to go ahead and jump right on in. It's good to chat up with you a little bit. I know y'all.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Oh, it's a pleasure. Always a pleasure. And I believe y'all just were featured in May's BWD magazine. Y'all been doing your thing for a good minute. So just for the listeners, this is J Ra, his other half of the duo, Division One, First Degree. He's gonna answer these great questions for us. But anyways, J Ra, go ahead and bring us up to speed on, you know, how you guys met, how it came about to be a duo, because I think you guys are both doing your music thing before that. And then let us know, you know, where you're originally from and where y'all are now.
Well, originally we are from New Orleans, Louisiana. I'm from New Orleans East, and First Degree is from the Ninth Ward of New Orleans. And me and him grew up together, started playing musical instruments together and doing talent shows or whatnot. So we've always been involved in the music. And then, you know, once we got to our teenage years, then we started to rap seriously. And we've been rolling ever since.
That's what's up. That's what's up. I like that. And, you know, it's a nice change. It's a nice change, especially when we get to listen to new music from duos or I don't even know. Oh, yes. I was going to say, I don't think that over the years there's been a trio, but I take that back. I think I have interviewed one or two trios. But anyways, this new track that you've got, I like it. It's called Girls Across the World. And before you leave out, we're going to go ahead and we're definitely going to share that nice baby with them all. I am just like, it's been so busy and it's good busy. The last week of the month and first week of the month are like our busiest time. So I'm like running around like with a horse on one leg, you know what I'm saying? And I think that's pretty darn busy. So I'm probably I'm like Speedy Gonzalez today. I haven't had a chance to USA, so pardon me if I'm a little high strung. But anyways,
So
who were some of your musical influences? What was your decision to actually get into the music and entertainment industry?
Well, I probably would have to cite Wayne for really making me take it serious when I first bought the Black is Hot CD, his first album, and it just took me somewhere. So I felt like I could do it too. And I know First Degree's influences come from all over the place, but mostly I have a New York type of palette, you know, as far as the rappers that I've grew up on and listened to that influenced me. And of course, the ones from New Orleans, like Mystical and BG, Soulja Slim, you know, so I have, it's like a mix of all of that, you know.
Yeah, you know, Mystical, in fact, I think Mystical, he's been out for a good minute back out doing his thing. I have to check on that. I'm not sure if he just released something or not. I thought I seen something go flying by somewhere on the social media. So
he's been doing features and different things, performing all around. He'd be in the city a lot performing. So yeah, he's definitely one of my influences personally. Yeah.
Oh, okay, that's good. That's what's up, and. Also, you've had that's definitely quite a few, and I know it's hard to pinpoint it because it also sounds and also from what I've read from the biography is y'all like diversity, and I always find that some of the best artists and the majority are the ones that I interview are diverse, and that's kind of like a good part of being a successful artist. So. I like that fact that you guys have diversity. Yeah, that I like that. As soon as I hear that, or you know, I see it, you know, the different influences, I'm like, oh yeah, they're gonna be good. So, as artists, you know, you're continuing to evolve. How would you describe your music for the public audience that you have never heard or seen of first? You know. Division One, and how would you best describe your style?
My style is more just raw, old-school hip-hop, 90s hip-hop. That's what I grew up on, and that's what I feel that rap is supposed to sound like, as opposed to the crap that people put out now with all the dancing and all that. I mean, it's cool, but I prefer... Mm-hmm. The original hip hop, the Nas era and the Big and Pac, you know, that's where I get all of my influences from, you know.
And you know, between Jay-Z and Pac and Biggie, I'd have to say they have the top. They're in the top five from
Absolutely.
Pretty much. They're from pretty much the majority of. At least the males of asking who the influences are, and then who is it from the Midwest? Oh, not Juvenile. Well, Juvenile, I look up there for a minute.
Honestly, a Midwest group that I grew up on also was Bone Thugs and Harmony. I was a big Bone
Thugs. Oh, there you go.
Fan.
That's it. That's it.
Yes, indeed. Yep.
Okay. All right. You know, I got to make sure I gotta put you out there because I'm like, I know there's another one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And of course, Kanye from Chicago. And, you know, he was a big part of it also.
Oh, Kanye, you know, I love him to death as far as his music and his talent. But sometimes I wish that man would just keep his mouth shut.
Yeah, he talks a lot. He talks, I mean, just as far as the music.
Yeah.
Just the music. But everything else he does, I can't condone in that. But the music definitely is great.
I'm just like, which one's the woman? I mean, that's something you'd expect from a woman, you know? And I'm just like, wow. I'm like, it's a good thing he's talented, because if he wasn't, people would just be like,
get out
but
of
anyways,
here. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, exactly. Sometimes it just throws me, you know. But anyways, so what inspired this latest single, Girls Across the World? You know, what can the listener expect from the sound and the lyrical story behind this track?
Well, the song came about... basically, we were trying to get something that was, I hate to use this term, but something that was radio-friendly, you know, something that parents can listen to or kids, you know, without any cursing or violence, just praising the different women across the world. So, you know, girls are our thing. So that's one of our fortes, you know, so we could make some songs for the ladies. So that's what that came from, instead of, you know, trying to put out a gangster album, because, you know, everybody doesn't gravitate towards that, but everybody could gravitate towards Girls Across the World. You know, it's just praising beautiful women and showing that we do respect women, you know. So, I mean, that's where it comes from. And the First Degree came with the track, and also he did the hook as well. He's like, I call him Baby Future, because he does a lot of our hooks for our songs, and he bangs them out just like Future, so I call him Baby Future.
Yeah, Baby Future. Now yeah. is this the first track that came from the duo?
Yeah, this is the first track that we've gotten played on the radio, and it's also been played down here a few, you know, a lot of times on Q93 radio as well. And that's like one of our top songs that we do performances. You know, we have to sing because everyone pretty much knows that song. But it comes off of our first mixtape together, which is From the East to the Nine. And, yeah, we took that song and we ran with that one for the first single. So, yeah.
Yeah, in fact, I'll let you tap on that in a moment. I was going to get into the mixtape, but so where can we go to get this single? Where can we go to get to download this single?
It's on iTunes right now. Also, the full mixtape is on That Piff. It's From the East to the Nine, First Degree and J-Raw. And also, you can go to our YouTube, which is First Degree TV. All of our, well, pretty much most of our songs are on there as well. And, yeah, so it's between those two, you can get it. Or you can just Google From the East to the Nine, and it will pop up pretty much on every website that does the mixtapes and has the music on it. So it's on a bunch of different websites.
Oh, okay. All right. Now, why don't you go ahead and take this time. Let us know if you have live events, music videos, EP, mixtapes, dropping, or just any other project happening currently or coming up that you'd like to share. What's next for Division One?
Well, right now, we still have still working on this, pushing this East to the Nine. Also, First Degree has his mixtape, which is already out, called America's Nightmare. And his next one will be dropping maybe sometime next month. It's called Cocaine Ambitions. It's not that kind of cocaine. It's you know, it's whatever that word is, but it's not the actual cocaine. So don't think it's nothing about drugs or anything like that.
Oh, and man, you just lost half of your following. No, I'm just playing.
I just had
that wide open. That's okay.
And then I'm in my tape, I will be dropping this one as well, and that's called Sicker Than Your Average. And it's just like mine, it's just an ode to hip hop. It's just giving thanks to where it come from, not the dance song or the pop stuff, just actual hip hop. So every song that's on mine, Sicker Than Your Average, it's just going to be slap us back to back to back to back. It's not a fall off in any songs. So from 1 to 18, you can just play it all the way through and you'll be thoroughly enjoyed.
All right. That's great. In fact, you know, I don't know why, but J-Rock keeps sounding familiar to me. You know, I've been doing this for like about 14 plus years now. The
mm-hmm.
station actually since 07. You know, back in the MySpace days. I don't know why, but J-Rock, like, I don't know. It's like the stage name sounds really familiar. I don't know.
I hope it's the same person, and I hope it's not anyone else.
No, because it's not like it's you know, some names people are just constantly using that are the same, but no, it's definitely not, because it's been a good minute. So it would be
mm-hmm.
back in the MySpace days. So that's
okay,
why I'm like, wow, that name sounds familiar, and it may just be the raw part. You know what I mean?
A lot of people starting to throw that in their name nowadays. A lot of people
okay.
want to use that raw. So, but that's been my name from the beginning, and my friends gave me that name because of the way that I was rapping. It was just raw, and it was mm-hmm. real, and it was about what was going on and what we were doing, instead of mm-hmm. trying to tell somebody else's story. So that's where that came from.
Wow, okay. Now, you know what? In fact, now that we're talking about mixtape, it just dawned on me, because we're in the middle of programming another new feature, because we like to keep things fresh with new features.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we're trying to get to where we can have the mixtapes, but we're only going to actually take them from the DJs can submit them, and that, you know, obviously that'll be free promotion.
Right.
But I think the other thing I think we're going to offer to do is, if an artist like has, you know, they have the promo page, I'm thinking
mm-hmm.
I'd have to look at it, but I'm thinking that from the promo page they can have their mixtape for free. Yeah, just for free, just to download from your promo page on BWD Radio. I mean, that's why I'm so loony-doony, because, I mean, I'm always trying to look at other things, other ways that we, you know, constantly be out there supporting you guys, you know?
Yes, absolutely.
So, but yeah, be on the lookout for that, and definitely going to be on the lookout for the new mixtape. So why don't you go ahead, take this time, do any shout-outs, contact information, booking features, collabs, and anything that you want your fans and, you know, soon-to-be new fans that we may not have covered in the interview?
Okay, well, I want to give a shout-out, of course, to First Degree. He's getting his money up right now. And I would also want to give a shout-out to our manager, Arlene. She's listening right now, so shout out to her. Shout out to BW for having me on your show today. And shout out to the whole city of New Orleans and the whole state of Louisiana, absolutely. And be on the lookout, J-Raw, First Degree, Division One. And Cocaine Ambitions next.
Yes, you know, the not the product.
Not the product.
Not the product. I couldn't help it. You know, I had to go. You know, I had to go back there. Oh God.
Yeah, it just stands for something. The cocaine stands for a different thing. So.
Okay. Well, we're we're gonna take your word for it. You know, we don't judge. We're diverse. Remember, we're the network. You know, that's what's going on. But all right. Well, you know, it's been a pleasure chopping it up with you, and I'm sure that today will not be the last day of chopping it up with you. It definitely sounds like there's going to be more coming from your way, the duo, as well as you know, solo dolo.
And you can check out at our Twitter, First Degrees is at First Degree Music. And on Twitter, I am Eastside J. And on Instagram, I'm The Real J Bro. And on Instagram, I'm First Degree. And Facebook, everything. We all over the place. So you can catch us on all the social media. And like I said, you can find our music on That Piff. And you can also hear all our songs on YouTube, as well as our YouTube channel, First Degree TV. So check it out. You won't be mad that you did.
You won't be disappointed. You won't be disappointed. In fact, make sure you spell music with a K at the end. That's important.
Absolutely. That's big. I'm sorry about that.
That's all right.
First
Degree
Music with a K. Yep.
That's what I'm here for, because, you know, when you go searching and other things come up and you're like, especially on Instagram, it's like, is it this one? Is it this one? Because, you know, the pictures are so tiny, you know, and you're like, it's like, is this the one? And, you know, so you got to kind of do a little research sometimes before you just follow somebody. But, yeah, so that's why I was like, yeah, make sure you put the K at the end, because you never know what you're going to get.
Yeah, absolutely. Please don't forget K, everybody.
That's right. Make sure you go with a K, all right? Make it so you don't know how to spell, and it'll be okay. All right. Well, it's been a pleasure chopping it up with you, and I'm sure we will again soon. Before you leave out, why don't you go ahead and give a nice little shout-out and take us into that Girls Across the World.
All right. This is Girls Across the World, Division One, J-Ron, First Degree. Shout out to all the beautiful women all across the world. Fat, skinny, bald head, nappy head, it don't matter. We love all y'all, and I appreciate you for having me on.
You already know it. All right, catch you on the flip side.
All right, thank you.
I like them short, thick or tall. No matter how they come, these women, I love them all. No matter if they're black, white, Spanish, or Jamaican, Puerto Rican, Cuban, Indian, or Asian. I ain't gonna lie, I got a weakness for red bone night, but I'm like the way you walk and got my head gone. I think about females till the day is gone. If you claim to be a bad chick, it's a damn song. I love a chick that can cook and stay on top of me the way she do on her books, and no problem if you come in Tuesday. I ain't tripping, fat girls need love too. I love them with those mouths, stuffing with their tattoos. Long hair, don't care, false chick attitude. Too bad if you got a man. To all my sexy ladies, I'm your number one fan. Yeah, I hold it down for my fellas, but
I hold it down for my fellas, but This one for my ladies, yeah. Never mind what the ladies say. Get on the dance floor, girl, it's your dance floor. Girls across the world, this is for the girls across the world. 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 This is for the girls across the world.
All right. That was Division One, J-Ra and First Degree. That's the duo. They're doing their duo thing, and they're also doing their solo thing. So make sure you follow the movement, keep up with them. But they're out there. They're doing their thing, still moving. Also, if you did not hear a little bit earlier, we are looking into adding a few new features. We're always trying to add other features that will help our indie artists to grow and expand and reach to the stars. So we're going to work on getting the mixtapes being downloadable from their promo pages. And also, let's see, we have the videos already, so I believe we're going to try to program some mixtapes to be submitted. That section will be free only to DJs. DJs will have to be the ones to submit them. So we have that coming up the pipeline. Oh, my goodness. There's always something going on, which is great because I am so passionate about what I do, which hence BWD Network. That's what's up. All right. So anyways, you can catch BWD Radio 24/7 nonstop music station at bwdradio.com. You can, it's a variety radio. Okay. It's all diversity. We play anything. Okay. As long as it's, clean versions, but anywhere from country, pop, rock, dance, reggae, reggaeton, you name it, we'll play it. Okay. And it's all good. But anyways, be sure to follow us on Twitter at BWD Radio _. If you're on Facebook, stop by our fan page, BWD Radio. Let us know you're respecting what we're doing for these hot indie artists of yesterday, today, and tomorrow, the future. They are our future. By clicking on that like button, it's only a click. That's all. That's all it costs, a click. that's all. We'd love to click. Take BWD Radio on the go with you. You can download our mobile app. You can grab it on iTunes or Google Play, or I'm sure it's out there other places as well. You can also just get the direct links right on the site, our social media timelines. Be on the lookout every month, BWD Magazine. We're a monthly digital and print, okay, magazine. We just had our 3-year anniversary in March. An Maze issue just came out on the 5th, two days ago. So anyways, I'm going to bounce on out of here, and I'm going to leave you with my girl, Tamara Bubble. Yes, another one that's been doing her thing. But same BWD day, same BWD time next week. See you there. Miss V, she's out.
What up, people? This is your girl, Tamara Bubble, and you better keep it locked to the hottest station on the planet, BWD Radio, with the one and only Miss V. Hey, yo, Miss V, you better show them how we do. Bubble on deck. Yeah.
Hey, 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 that.
for that two step. Move. Watch this.